Hello! In today's episode of Swala Nyeti, we revisit a sensitive topic in employment law that was discussed by our layman Rachel Patrick and our lawyer Harry Karanja. Enjoy the listen.
Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I am Gashao Patrick, the layman, and this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions. Kaya Wakili.
Hey, how are you doing, Gashao?
Not too good. I went for a hike on Saturday, as I had told you I would.
Mm-hmm.
First, I must tell you the source of Nairobi River is crystal clear. I can't believe the black water we see down the stream comes from that place.
Really?
Yeah. Very clean.
Okay.
It's unfortunate what pollution can do.
Mm.
But worse than that is, never go for a hike if you are not prepared. You have to have some level of fitness.
Okay.
And I have learned that the hard way. That's why I've been hobbling around.
Now, if you're not fit, then what will we say about the rest of us?
Yeah, I don't know. This lockdown and staying in the house has made us, what, couch potatoes?
Oh, I see.
I'll make a point to go out more often, do a few more exercises, maybe even in the house.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Next time, we might join you if we can overcome those pains that you're talking about.
You should.
All right, so this week, what do we have in store?
This week, we have employment and labor-related issues.
All right.
And in these COVID times, it's good to know what your rights and obligations are.
Mm-hmm.
And if I may, I'll start with the first question.
All right, go ahead.
And this is it. Hello, my name is Rotich. My uncle helped me find a job as an intern in one of the parastatals a year ago. He told me that I would work for 6 months and then be promoted depending on my good work. But my HR only emailed me saying I was a casual on probation. She assigned me to work as an assistant to an officer. They would pay me per diems from time to time. Then after I came back from a short sick leave, the HR told me they don't need casuals anymore and I was fired. Now, can I sue the parastatal?
Right. Great question to start our week off. Let me see if I understand what's going on here. So we have a young man, I'll assume, by the name Rotich, who says he has been working at a parastatal and he thought he was working as an intern, but the HR told him that he was a casual on probation. And after about a year of working there, it seems that he was let go without so much as a notice.
Yeah. And I'm in shock. Considering the amount of taxes we pay, I thought young men like this could get a job they can keep, a job they can be proud of. But to be dismissed in this manner, I think it's very unfair.
Okay, so let's discuss a bit further to see whether it is unfair or not according to the law. And I mean, what I'm getting from Rotich is he wants to know whether he can sue this parastatal for unfair termination. But there is also a lot of confusion about what kind of role he was actually playing. Was he an intern? Was he on probation? Was he a casual? And the terms that are used are important because they will make a difference in how we establish whether what happened was unfair or not.
And are you trying to tell us there's a difference between a casual and an intern?
Well, actually, the term intern is not a term you'll find in the employment law.
In Kenya.
At least in Kenya.
Wow.
As much as we do have a lot of people who say they're interns.
Yeah.
But the term itself, you don't find it described in law. Probably what people call internship is what others call probation. So I would like to think that that's what he meant in this case, that he was an employee under probation.
Wow. Do you know anyone my age? And I must be, what, 30 and something. Must have done an internship in their life. If you are finished the campus the years we did, you even put it on your CV. I interned here, I interned there, you know.
No,
so I'm just surprised.
I'm not saying that internships don't exist. I'm just saying it's not a term of law.
Okay.
So you could have been an intern, but if we look at the legal term that describes what you were doing, it would not be an intern. It would be something else.
Okay.
So here we really need to find out what exactly he was. Was he a casual, or let's use the term employee so that we can distinguish these two legally?
Okay.
Or whether he was a casual who became an employee, because that's also possible.
So a person on probation is not an employee, or is an employee?
You could be an employee under probation. So that's possible.
Or you could be a casual on probation.
No, you can't be a casual on probation. You're just a casual.
So I just want to know that anyone giving me internship is saying I'm an employee on probation, more or less.
Well, you could also be a casual. So
okay.
To determine whether you are a casual or an employee, assuming that there is no contract in place, yes. Because in this case seems like there was no such contract, the law will look at two things to see whether you might have been hired as a casual, but now you've become an employee. And it will look at, one, the work that you've been given to do. Do you work for continuously more than 1 month?
Continuously for more than 1 month?
Correct.
Okay.
During the working days, of course.
So Monday to Friday?
Yes, those are the normal working days.
For 4 weeks?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So if you do this for more than 1 month, then even if you're hired as a casual, now it could be said that you are an employee with a term contract.
Just to cut you short, mm-hmm. Even the people doing mjengo.
Yes, of
course.
If they
do Monday to Friday, mm-hmm. for 5 weeks,
mm-hmm.
they are technically employees.
They could be considered to be employees with a term contract, yes.
A term contract.
Yes.
What is a term contract, Wakili?
So a term contract, now in this case, if they become employees, then they are paid every month. So the term contract is essentially speaking about an employment or a contract for employment, which has a periodic payment, like for 1 month.
Okay.
Yes. And which would also require a notice in order to terminate.
Over 1 month or so.
Correct.
A 1 month notice.
Yes.
Okay.
So if I gave you that as one example.
One example that determines whether I'm an employee.
Whether a casual has become an employee.
Yes.
Another one is maybe you were not working continuously for mm-hmm. 1 month, mm-hmm. but the total aggregate of working days,
yes.
is reasonably expected to be for more than 3 months.
Let's put this in context.
Yes.
I work for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Wakili gives me a job
mm.
for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of work I have done... Mm. Looks like it's work that is accumulated like Monday to Friday
mm-hmm.
for 3 months. It's like I have been working Monday to Friday
yes.
for a cumulative period of 3 months.
And you don't even have to wait until you've done the work. If you expect that the total amount of time you'll spend working
yes.
exceeds three months.
I should tell the person giving me that job.
Yes, that as
a
term contract.
A term contract.
Yes, you're not a casual. So let's say that if he was a casual.
Kindly,
mm-hmm.
Wakili, what is a casual? Just for the benefit of anyone who does not know.
A casual is someone who is given work or tasks which are usually accomplished and paid for at the end of the day.
Perfect, okay.
Yeah. Now, if this person Rotich, is a casual, then what that means is that the notice period for termination would depend on the payment.
On the payment.
So if he's paid at the end of every day, and he mentioned something as per
yes,
diem.
Yes, he did.
Yes, so he could be terminated at the end of the working day.
Oh, okay.
That's what...
They could tell you don't come tomorrow.
Exactly.
Okay.
But that's what a casual employment is.
Okay.
Of course, if he feels that it's an unfair way to end his employment, then he has the option of going to the labor officer under the Ministry of Labor and making a complaint. And the labor officer will invite the employer to have a sit down to discuss and see exactly whether this termination was fair or not. And if he's unsatisfied with the results of that discussion, then he is also free to apply to court.
Allow me to take you back a little.
Yes.
You said that it depends on payment, the termination.
Mm-hmm.
So if a casual is being paid at the end of the week,
yes.
you'd have to give them a week notice.
Correct.
So you pay them for that week that you don't want them, or they come work as their last week. That's what it means to give them notice.
Giving notice is specifying when the contract will come to an end, or to make it more clear, when the payment will come to an end.
Okay.
So if you want to give notice, but you don't want the person to come, then you pay them until the end of that notice period.
Okay.
That's what is usually referred to as payment in lieu of notice.
Notice.
That's right.
Therefore, if I have a casual who works Monday to Friday, I want next Friday to be his last, and I have to tell him a week in advance.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Now, we have assumed that he was a casual, but there was also another possibility which was raised, that he was under probation.
Mm. The intern, as I like to call it.
Exactly. Okay. So if he was under probation, the first thing you have to establish is the period of this probation, because according to the law, the probation period is usually a maximum of 6 months, but can be extended for a further 6 months in agreement with the employee.
In agreement with the employee.
Correct. So you could have a probationary period, which is for 12 months. And if there is a probationary contract in place, then the only requirement for the employer is to give a 7 days notice.
To terminate the probation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or to pay the for seven days in lieu of notice.
Wakili, then, from the look of things, either Rotich was a casual who can be dismissed at the end of the day if he's being paid daily and he mentioned something about per diems, or he could be on probation and he can be dismissed in 7 days. There seems to be no hope for Rotich.
Well, Gashaw, I think there is one other possibility, and that is that his casual employment could have converted into a term contract. And if that's the case, then he would be paid at the end of the month. And if that's the case, if he's being paid at the end of every month, then his notice period would also be a monthly notice period. So he needs to find out whether his casual employment might have converted to a term contract.
I see. This is what I understand, Rotich. There is a slight chance, or maybe a big one, that your contract had transitioned into a term contract, in which case you need a month notice before you are dismissed. In that case, therefore, you have a case. But if you are a casual, they just need 1 day notice. And if you are on probation, they need only 7 days of notice. I hope this helps you, Rotich. Thank you for listening to this episode of Swala Nyeti. Join us tomorrow for our next episode. And from us, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Swala Nyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.